For details, go to SodaWeightLoss.com. That's SodaWeightLoss.com. Say it with me, soda means state of the art.
It's another edition of the award-winning Travel Show. Yes, welcome back to the Travel Show. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking about free airline tickets, King Tutankhamun, secret airfares. Why is Alaska the hottest destination this summer? Carlos will be taking us to South America, John to Disney, and I will be taking you to the Kingdom of Tonga. Yes, it's the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Argentinian gaucho himself in person on the air, Carlos Fida, sometimes known as Carlos Fido, but that's another story for another day, and our Disney dog himself, John Potter. The Travel Show is sponsored by Morris Columbus Travel and Norwegian Cruise Line, the originators of freestyle cruising. We'll be talking more about Norwegian Cruise Line, some of the specials that they have later in the show. Well, many of you are familiar with Best of State. Now, we broadcast throughout the Intermountain West, Texas, and Florida, but here in the home state of Utah, there is a Best of State organization which looks at different businesses and makes an award for what they consider is the top of the line, the Cadillac of all businesses. And
wow.
Yes, Morris Columbus Travel has been named 2022 winner of the Best of State as the number one, emphasis there, Mr. Potter.
Mm-hmm. We are number one.
We are. Travel company, travel agency in the state of Utah. And, of course, we have offices in Idaho and Montana, clients across the country. So thank you for your confidence. This is really quite an interesting process because I have been a Best of State judge, not in travel.
That's why we won?
Nobody's supposed to know that. No, but in dining, in restaurants, being the epicurean that I am, trained in all the arts of fine dining. Uh-huh. But I've served, and also in the sports division, I was the chair of the sports and recreation division for the Best of State. I know what goes into the judging. Nominations are made, and then there is a very detailed review. And for many companies, even secret shoppers, well, they'll call, test agents' travel knowledge. Here's a situation. How would you solve it? And so we're very pleased and humbled. Thank you for your support to all of our listening public. Morris Columbus Travel, Best of State winner 2022. Now, that's the good news. You ready for the bad news?
Sure.
Yeah, Emperor Fauci has continued the mask mandate.
No.
It was supposed to expire March, 18th,
which is this Monday.
No, that was last month. March 18th, it was to expire. Then it was rolled over to
April 18th, this Monday.
There you go. And the CDC has extended it to May 3rd. I really think that's going to be it.
Well, the extensions are shorter and shorter and shorter. And so that's progress.
Yeah,
I think.
So is my memory. Okay. Well, I'm leaving for Israel in, a week and a half with a wonderful group of Travel Show listeners. And so, yes, we will wear the mask going. I'm sure hoping we can remove it coming back. They say you can remove it when you're eating. So the in-flight meal takes me 6 hours to get through. And my the official drink of the state of Utah, Diet Coke, my Diet Coke drink takes another 3 hours to get through. Okay. I love travel. We all love travel. I have made the statement that I consider cruising absolutely, positively, the safest travel option for several reasons. And I think, okay, what do I know? In fact, John, you and I and 300 of our Travel Show listeners are going to be on a cruise next month, 13 days, Honolulu to Tahiti and everything in between.
Yeah.
The last time they did this was 2016. It's not one of those they do every week or every year. And we are excited about that, looking forward to joining many of you on that cruise with Norwegian Cruise Line. But I'm thinking, okay, John, what do we know about our fellow cruise passengers? Well, we know that to get on a cruise, you have to be fully vaccinated.
Yes.
All right. So everybody's vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have a negative COVID test within, what is it, 48 hours?
Yep.
48 hours or 2 days.
2 days prior to boarding.
2 calendar days prior to boarding. So I know, and the crew is tested constantly.
Yes.
And the crew wears masks.
Mm-hmm.
It's optional in most cases on, you know, on the cruise ship. You're out on the deck or something like that. So I know that everybody has been vaccinated and has tested negative within 2 days of boarding.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know about my fellow cruise passengers.
Yes.
Okay, Carlos, you go to the Mercado. Oh, I'm sorry, John, I slipped into my native Spanish.
What Mercado do you go to? Come on.
Rancheritos.
Whatever you can eat something.
Thank you. I'm the human garbage disposal in eating. Okay, I go shopping, Carlos. What do I know about other people at the grocery store, at a ball game, at a theater? What do I know about them?
Well, nothing. Yesterday I was shopping. Yesterday I was shopping and there were hundreds of people because, you know, it's the preparation of the dinner for Sunday. And I thought, oh my goodness, some people, nobody wore a mask. Nobody
wears them anymore. No. But what I'm saying, Carlos and John, is I don't know anything about the other people shopping or at the stadium or at the church or synagogue.
No.
Or anything like that. So that's why I consider cruising the safest option. Now, you combine that with prices at historic lows, the promotions at record highs, and the ships aren't going out 100% full. They're not doing that yet.
No.
So I'm looking at some of the best promotions. I still maintain, John, and give us the details, Norwegian Cruise Line has absolutely, positively the best cruise promotion I've seen in my 43 years in the business.
Yes, Norwegian realizes that people need to get to where their ships are. So for that reason, they are offering the second person in each cabin flies free when doing the airfare with Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Now, I've seen a lot of situations where they jack the prices up to give you a freebie or a discount.
Yeah. They do not do that in this case.
For example, now, all rates vary by departure date and are subject to availability. But you were telling me, like a Caribbean cruise, Salt Lake to Miami. Now, we use Salt Lake as an example. Keep in mind we broadcast throughout the Intermountain West, Texas, and Florida. Similar discounts are available from your home city. But from our home city of Salt Lake to Miami to pick up an NCL ship, we've seen them as low as
$249.
For the first person?
Yes.
Second person?
Free.
So an effective rate of $125. Now, you two yahoos are taking off in December on one of the most incredible South America cruise and tours with NCL and a land tour. Does this program, Carlos, this free airfare and the free at sea, which is free drinks, free Wi-Fi, free sugar, does it apply to your spectacular South America?
Yes, it does, Larry. And one of the wonderful things is that a regular fare to fly to Rio and coming back from Buenos Aires is over $2,000. How much is going to be our fare, John?
If we divide it by two, because the second person flies free to get a regular, what it would cost per person, $1,029 per person round trip.
That's the first person's paying about $2,000.
Yeah, first pays.
But the second person goes free.
$1,958 for the first one, second
Mama
one free.
Mia.
Well, it's about over $4,000 to fly a round trip on any other airline. And this is we pay only $1,000-some. That is quite a deal.
As they say in Argentina, ouchi mama.
Ouchi mama. No, we don't say that. Where did you pick up those things, Larry?
In Buenos Aires.
No, you know.
Listen. We've got about a minute left. Real quickly, what is the itinerary of your spectacular South America and the dates? And if you have the cruise price, it's like ouchi mama.
Yes, December 8th through the 21st. The cruise starts on the 11th, so we're going 2 days early to Rio de Janeiro. Rates start at $821 per person for the cruise, and then, of course, your airfare is additional, as well as the land packages. But we're going to Rio de Janeiro 2 days early, and then after the cruise, 1 day in Buenos Aires, 1 day in Iguazu Falls, and then we'll be home in plenty of time for Christmas.
You know, for this kind of trip, you can hardly pay for a meal. If you want to have a wonderful meal at home, it's going to be almost more expensive for the price of the tour. Yeah, right.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and where can we get details?
This one is at columbusvacations.com, or contact Carlos and I, and we'd be happy to send you a brochure.
That would be 800-373-3328, 800-373-3328, columbusvacations.com. And I wish you guys would get a single website together for Morris Columbus Travel.
If it was up to me, we would have it now.
If it were up to me, it would take years for me to program that. Hey, we've got a lot more here on The Travel Show. We're headed to Egypt and King, the boy king, and Pharaoh Tutankhamun here on The Travel Show.
Whether you're dealing with symptoms of low testosterone or ED, you need help from a real healthcare professional, not some internet pop-up that won't meet you face-to-face or diagnose your unique needs. So I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health, a group of health professionals who for the last 10 years have specialized in treating low T and ED. Revive will do a comprehensive health assessment that includes required blood tests, listen to you, and meet your needs with effective, safe treatments for low T and ED that go beyond what pills can do on their own. Revive Men's Health specializes in custom treatments for men. So what are you waiting for? It's time to rethink your approach to ED and low T. Backed by 10 years of experience, Revive Men's Health can help you. Call 844-4-REVIVE to schedule a personalized and confidential consultation today. Or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule an appointment.
Morgan Jewelers presents The Story of a Nation Divided.
Created diamonds or fake diamonds?
You're wrong.
They're 100% diamond.
Man.
That's impossible!
A story of the struggle for compromise.
Still, I prefer a traditional geological diamond, okay?
I accept you.
And the jewelry store that brought them together.
At Morgan Jewelers, we proudly display both diamonds. Which speaks to you? Come to Morgan Jewelers and find out.
MorganJewelers.com.
Realizing I had ED was something I was embarrassed about, but the folks at Happy Valley say they helped many well under my 40 years.
James talks about men's ED and HappyValleyClinic.com.
Happy Valley's focused wave therapy works.
Our clinically proven ED therapy is safe, pain-free, and you can ditch the pills.
Brock Roberts of Happy Valley Clinic.
Call us at 833-ED-NO-FUN, 833-RADIO.
This Saturday at 10 and 1 on Talk Radio 105.9. KNRS.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Salam alaikum. Yes, that's the native greeting in Egypt, which literally translated is peace be unto you. Salam alaikum.
We need that now.
It's kind of like aloha. You know, shalom, buenos dias.
Hola.
Hola, there you go. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, here with Carlos and John, two of the travel experts from Morris Columbus Travels, the good sponsors of the show, along with Norwegian Cruise Line. We're glad to have NCL as a sponsor of the show. I first want to give a thanks out, and I know this happens to you, John and Carlos. It happens every week, a couple of times, half a dozen times. I will be in a store, and someone will say, I recognize that voice. Mm-hmm. And they just want to talk about the show. It's happened three times this last week. I was in two stores in a restaurant, and I was just talking, and people said, I recognize that voice. They said, we love The Travel Show. Well, on behalf of Carlos, John, and I, and Morris Columbus Travel, we love you. Thank you for spending your weekend with us on The Travel Show. Without you, we have no show. And we invite you to be the best part of the show. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. You may have a question or a comment, a recommendation. Complaints take them directly to Carlos on Wednesday. All right. I also want to invite you to join me on my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. Would you be sure and do this, please? We have so much fun. We have over 50 travel videos posted, but the best part of it, well, I guess the videos are the best part of it, but what I love, in the comment section, you can leave me a comment, a question, anything that you want to talk about. And I answer every one of them personally. So thank you very much. That's youtube.com/getawayguru. Now, I talked a little bit last week about my fascination, a lifelong fascination with Egypt, the pharaohs, the Nile, everything about, which is really the cradle of Western civilization, our calendar. You know, and many of our names come from Memphis, Philadelphia, you know, come from that area of the world. Perhaps the most famous Egyptian is who?
King Tut.
King Tut, yeah. His actual name, Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun.
Tut is easier.
Yeah, Tut. Now, here's what I've never figured out. It's Tutankhamun, but it's King Tut. It's not King Tut.
Could you imagine the Steve Martin song if he'd used the whole name?
Yeah, King Tut. It sounds like flatulation, actually, but
not King, very appealing, yeah, to repeat right. It here.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, he is known as King Tut. He was the last of his royal family to rule during the end of the 18th dynasty, during the New Kingdom of Egypt. Now, that was about 3,300 years ago. I actually had a personal one-on-one audience with King Tut. I did. I really did.
You're that old.
I thank you. No, I was in Luxor in the Valley of the Kings. I was in his tomb 3 weeks ago. And his mummified body was moved from the Cairo Museum down to his tomb. And there he is. He even got some of his teeth still there. And I'm thinking, this guy's like 3,300 years old, and I'm sitting there talking to him. Hey, Tut, what's up, babe?
Did he answer back?
Yes, but I'd had too much Diet Coke that day.
Okay.
Anyway, he was a minor pharaoh. He was known as the boy pharaoh, but he is the most well-known of all the Egyptian pharaohs. I mean, we talk about Ramses II, who was probably the pharaoh when Moses left Egypt. Now, that's exciting, too, you know, to think, and his is in a museum in Cairo. His mummified body is in Cairo. I've chatted with him also.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just amazing there. Well, the reason that King Tut is so famous, even though he was a minor pharaoh, his tomb is tiny. In fact, it was a secondhand coffin that he was buried in, which suggests, and a very small tomb, which suggests that he died unexpectedly. Now, DNA suggests that maybe he had malaria, a bone disease. One of the interesting things is he wore orthopedic sandals. There's been a lot of speculation that he may have been hurt in a chariot crash or something. We know that he loved to hunt. And what did he love to hunt? This is ostriches. He loved, the examination of his mummified body shows that there was damage to his chest and legs. And that's why many people think that perhaps there was an accident. He took the throne at age 9 and died 10 years later.
Wow.
The boyhood, and it was, by the way, it's the smallest royal tomb in the Valley of the Kings. Now, as far as his name, his original name was Tutankhaten, King Tutankhaten, which suggests that his one of the sun gods, known as Aten. Well, a few years on the throne, he abandoned the Aten name and started to worship the god Amun, which was revered, the king of the gods. Hence, he changed his name to Tutankhamun, which literally translated is living image of Amun. Well, here's my last FYI. Two trumpets were found in his tomb. And you've seen the big golden head
Oh, yes.
Peace and all of these. And the tomb had never been disturbed. Most of the tombs were robbed by grave robbers. But Tutankhamun's was not. Well, two trumpets were found on April 16th, 1938. These two trumpets played live on a BBC broadcast from the Cairo Museum to an estimated audience of 150 million people listening worldwide to the BBC. Crazy. Hey, just want to remind you that we have a wonderful program next year, March 24th to April 4th, Secrets of Egypt and the Nile, next year, 2023. And you can experience everything that I did just a few weeks ago. Contact Morris Columbus Travel for more details. When we come back, we're going to be talking about secret airfares. Yeah, they really have unpublished, secret, little-known airfares that'll save you a bunch. Right here on The Travel Show.
Vaccine requirement for schools will not take effect until July of next year. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. We're having so much fun here. We've talked about best of state, cruising, Egypt, Tutankhamun, and now we're going to turn our attention to Europe as secret airfares in Hawaii, right here on today's Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. And we welcome our sponsor, Norwegian Cruise Line, the creator, the genesis of freestyle cruising. And we'll be talking more about NCL, Norwegian Cruise Line, as we go through. John had highlighted, I still think it's the best cruise promotion, free airfare and free drinks, free Wi-Fi, free shore excursions. It's the best cruise promotion I've seen in my 43 years.
Just remember that the free airfare, you have to be 90 days or further from cruising. So if it's you're less than 90 minute. Days, it's not going to work.
That's right. Okay. You know, we haven't talked in a few weeks about Oberammergau, which is actually a village. It's not a play. The play is the Passionsspiel or Passion Play that is in the village of Oberammergau, dating back to 1634 because of the miraculous sparing of the village from the plague that was going ravishing through Europe. And they got together, and after some of the villagers had died, the most picturesque, beautiful part of Bavaria, and promised God that if he would spare the village, they would remember him forever. And miraculously, it's like a hard left rudder, the plague bypassed the town. Some had already died, but then they said their city prayer together. And true to their word, the next year in 1634, they gathered in the cemetery 60 villagers and had a production, the Passionsspiel, Passion Play, which is really what we're celebrating right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I mean, yesterday was Good Friday. This has been the Passion Week, where the triumphal entry from Bethpage through the Golden Gate arches of Jerusalem, where Jesus rode on a donkey in the palms, his crucifixion yesterday, and his resurrection tomorrow and appearance, and then, you know, his 40-day ministry and ascension. Well, they did this. 60 people in Oberammergau performed this, and it's been done every 10 years, not during World War II, and it was scheduled for 2020, but John, what happened?
2020 just imploded on us.
Yeah. it was a bad year.
We all want to forget that year.
How many people participate in this?
Well, the entire cast and crew, everybody associated with now, 2,500 people.
Wow.
And, you know, to participate, you have to have either been born in Oberammergau, which only has 3,000 people there. You have to have been born there, lived there for 20 years, or married someone from Oberammergau and been married at least 10 years.
Interesting.
And it's 20. They have a state-of-the-art, outdoor, partially covered stage.
So they're not doing it in the cemetery anymore.
Not in the cemetery anymore. And Kathy and I attended this several decades ago, because it's only every 10 years. And Carlos, the next production will be 2030. I don't know if you and I will even be around. You might. I probably won't. Okay. But, you know, we've had our program sold out forever.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out since last year. And what we have done is we have a Europe River cruise, a Rhine River cruise, and then we take a short European tour, and then two nights in Oberammergau and fly home from Munich. And we leave the United States on, well, I think we board the ship June 16th, so we'd leave on the 15th. And it's been sold out since last year. We just had two cabins become available.
Yeah.
Because one family has a missionary leaving now, and they don't want to miss the farewell. Another one for a health concern. Mm-hmm. We have two cabins, a suite and a balcony cabin. It's called a French balcony. And you have the, you know, beautiful cabins. And it's with Ama Waterways, you know, which is a deluxe river cruise. If you are interested in joining this once-in-a-decade opportunity, give Morris Columbus Travel. Actually, I think it's the Bountiful Office.
The Bountiful Office.
The Bountiful Office is handling this departure. You will leave the U.S. June 15th, unless you want to go earlier, mm-hmm. but you'll board the ship June 16th. And for better or for worse, I will be your personal host and tour guide.
Well, that's a disappointment.
Thank you. I such appreciate your confidence. I'm sitting here at the console, and I could silence you at any moment with the press of a button.
I dare you.
You've just been cut off. Say something. It's not going over the air, Carlos. All right, bring him back on, Patrick. That's right. Don't mess with the Egyptian gods. All right. Anyway, we'd love to have you join us. A suite and a balcony cabin are available. For all the details, columbusvacations.com or 800-373-3328, 800-373-3328. And despite your rudeness to me, I still love you, Carlos.
Thank you,
okay.
Larry.
You know, we've been talking about secret airfares, and that is a term that I coined.
Mm-hmm.
The actual legal or industry term is a tour operator fare. It's an undisclosed, unpublished, unannounced airfare at deep, deep restrictions. And here's how they come about. Airlines know from a historical perspective how many seats they're going to sell absent of a special event or a flight cancellation that day. You ask Delta Airlines on a 12 noon flight, Salt Lake to L.A. on August 15th, they can already tell you how many seats they expect to sell. Well, unlike goods and services, I have an auto parts store and I got a box of spark plugs. I sell five today. I don't throw the rest of the box out. It has shelf life. There is no shelf life once that airline door closes.
That's true.
They're just not. Mm-hmm. And we're all praying that the seat next to us is empty. Usually some sumo wrestler mm-hmm. comes in, and you're in the middle of two sumo wrestlers. Okay.
Yes.
But there's no opportunity to sell that. Revenue sales are gone. So airlines have come to a handful of tour operators, Morris Columbus Travel being one of them, and said, listen, guys, we will deeply discount this airfare. But you can't sell it air only. You have to package it or bundle it with something. It could be a car rental. It could be a hotel. It could be a car or hotel for your entire stay or for just part of your stay.
Or a tour.
Or a tour.
I use them for tours.
It has to be something. Now, John, we've seen a huge interest in Europe.
Yes.
Ukraine has not diminished the interest in Western Europe.
No.
We're not sending a lot of people to Ukraine and Kyiv right now.
No, or Russia.
Or Lithuania,
yes.
You know, or Latvia, Riga. But Western Europe is it's just so popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some examples of a secret airfare and how this works, let's say, to Europe.
Okay. The biggest people are asking right now for is Rome. And so I did an airfare to Rome. This is in early August. I've got round trip air with Delta Airlines. And I have included 6 nights hotel at a hotel near the Termini train station.
Okay.
We've got
Piazza Republica.
Mm-hmm. We've got a rate of $1,542.21 per person.
I'm just going to call it $1,542.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So that's air and how many hotel nights?
6 nights.
And this is per person double.
Mm-hmm. Great location.
6 nights hotel. So mm-hmm. it's 7 days hotel, 6 nights.
Right.
All right. Now, $1,542. What's mm-hmm. air only?
Air only is $1,513. So it's a $29 difference. Where are you going to find 6 nights hotel for $29?
Nowhere.
Ask a bunch of high school students.
Not
on
even
spring
a hostel. Yes. So that shows you a good deal there. Paris.
We're all on a liquid diet.
Yes.
Paris, air and 6 nights hotel, $1,332. Air only, $1,229. So that's a $103 difference. Again, the hotel is included. You're not going to find 6 nights hotel for $103.
Let me give you a Hawaii example. And I actually shopped at buying it separately and together. Now, again, on all of this, rates are subject to availability and subject to change at the time of booking.
And date of travel.
And date of travel. So I looked at early May. I actually picked May 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Salt Lake to Honolulu, the Tijuana of the Pacific. I say that with affection because I love Honolulu and Waikiki. So I'm looking at where we're going to stay next month ourselves, the Sheraton mm-hmm. Princess Kailan. It's a solid 3.5-star Sheraton hotel. I've stayed there before. It's right there on Kalakaua Avenue, or the heart of Waikiki. I could do round-trip airfare, 6 days, 5 nights hotel, including the taxes and fees, with the exception of the resort fee, which has to be paid in person on any hotel, okay?
Yes.
$869. Now, if I were to buy that separately on these dates, the lowest Delta airfare on their nonstop is $1,000 even. But there are lower fares.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at American. $1,000 is way too much to pay to Hawaii.
It is.
For airfare only. But that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. American with a change of planes is $682. And that's kind of in that range of airfare.
Right.
So I looked. That's air only. So then I looked at the hotel. Per person, based on two people staying, was $420. So you add those two together, and I come up with $1,002 if I bought it separately. Exactly the same flights, exactly the same hotels, everything about it the same. Well, I'm paying $869 if I buy it as a package, and $1,002 if I buy them separately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that I think is important is to shop not only price, but to shop value. For another $18 a day, and nothing wrong with the Sheraton Princess Kailan, we call
no.
it the PK.
Mm-hmm.
But for another $18 a day, I can upgrade myself to the Marriott Waikiki. That's
yes.
not a bad deal.
No, and it's across the street.
Yeah, yeah, you're right there in the heart of Waikiki. So talk to your favorite travel professional at Morris Columbus Travel about secret airfares. And in some cases, if you really just want the airfare, find the least expensive hotel for maybe 2 nights.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to go there.
No.
But in most cases, it's going to be a lot less. Well, when we come back, I want your opinion on a very distressing event that just happened on a Delta Airlines flight with a woman. And you tell me who is at fault here on The Travel Show.
Men, your health isn't about any one problem. Whether you're struggling with your weight or dealing with symptoms of low testosterone or ED, you need a specialized healthcare professional who understands the big picture. So, I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health. For the last 10 years, Revive Men's Health has helped tens of thousands of men with clinically backed treatments for low T and ED. Now, Revive Men's Health is bringing this breakthrough approach to weight loss. Revive will create a weight loss plan specifically for you, built on custom nutrition and metabolism-boosting treatments that are backed up by ongoing support to make sure you keep that weight off. Revive Men's Health specializes in custom treatments for men. So what are you waiting for? It's time to rethink your approach to weight loss. Backed by 10 years of experience, Revive Men's Health can help you. Call 844-4-REVIVE to schedule a personalized and confidential consultation today. Or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule an appointment.
Spring cleaning can do wonders for your home. But updates can really take it to the next level. Renovations don't have to break the bank with Blinds.com. Blinds.com has the selection and expertise to help you customize your perfect window treatments. They even have outdoor shades for your deck or patio. And Blinds.com can connect you with expert design consultants and local pros for installation. Shop Blinds.com's outdoor event and save up to 45% site-wide through April 19th. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 910 West Legacy.
We know you're hiring. Visit iHeartAdvertising.com. That's iHeartAdvertising.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Bienvenido a Travel Show. I'm sorry, Carlos. I slipped into my native Spanish. Welcome to The Travel Show.
What did you say, Larry?
I said, welcome to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fida, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, which was named just this week as the best travel agency in the great state of Utah, winning the 2022 Best of State. And you know that Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel merged this last year. Last year's winner, 2021, of the Best of State was Columbus Travel. So the streak continues, and many thanks to you, our listeners and customers of Morris Columbus Travel, for helping us along this path. We'd love to have you be part of the show, 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. And I'd particularly like you to weigh in on this next story that I'm going to tell you. I find it rather shocking of what happened on a Delta Airlines flight. And Delta's a great airline.
Yes, they
but
are.
But
they screwed up here.
They screwed up big time here, in my opinion. About two weeks ago, I returned with a group of Travel Show listeners. We were in Egypt and Israel. And on the flight home, nonstop, Tel Aviv to New York, and then connecting New York to Salt Lake or wherever your home city is, we had people from various states. One of our tour members was seated. Now, I know this is what happened because I was on the flight. All right. One of our tour members, a lady, fairly tall for a woman, was seated in a aisle seat. She specifically wanted an aisle because she's tall. A Delta flight attendant, while still the plane is still on the ground, came up and ordered her to move, to give up her seat. And he wasn't rude, but he didn't ask her to give up the seat. He told her, I am moving you. And she said, why? Because the man next to you doesn't want to sit by you. He was an ultra-Orthodox Jew. This is no comment on Judaism. It's a comment on how Delta handled this situation. And I respect all religions. In this man's religion, he cannot sit next to or touch, like your elbows bump on a 12-hour flight, to a woman that he's not married to. All right, that's his belief. I respect that.
Absolutely.
And so he told the flight attendant that he didn't want this woman sitting next to him who had a reservation for that seat. And rather than come up and explain the situation to this tour member of mine, he simply ordered her. She needed an aisle seat because she's tall. She needs to get up and move around. Put her in a window seat, blocked in by other people, where she couldn't get out. He did not ask her to move if she would move. He did even explain a lot of the background, simply said, this man does not want to sit next to you. Well, had I seen that while it was happening, I would have very politely and respectfully intervened and just said, you know, let's talk about this. Did you even consider moving this man? He's the one that has said, I don't want to sit next to this woman. Why not move him?
Right.
Why did you pick on the woman? I am not going to make the news. I'm not going to get dragged off a flight. Always very respectfully. And the captain, who was not present, the captain can do anything he wants.
Yeah.
And if he just said, this is how it is, well, then that's how it is. But I find, so I went over to talk to the woman. I go to her seat, which is only a few rows behind me, and she's not there. And I'm looking around. I said, Sue, what happened? She explained the situation to me. I've reached out to Delta Airlines for a comment. They have not yet got back to me. I invite them to come on the show and explain why they ordered a woman to move out of her reserved seat because a man did not want to sit next to her. This is no comment on anyone's religion. It's simply how it was handled, which I think was very unprofessional. What do you guys think?
And rude. I think it's rude. You know, because you request a window seat or you request an aisle seat, and that's where you want to be seated. If somebody else doesn't like, well, talk to the flight attendant and let them move somewhere else.
Yeah.
These ladies should have been upgraded if there was a seat.
Well, you know, I looked up. I actually upgraded my wife to premium economy.
Mm-hmm.
I had one upgrade certificate, and I gave it to her. I stayed back with the huddled masses yearning to breathe free in coach. I mean, I wish I could fly in row 2 rather than row 52, but that's another story.
Yes.
And I went up to talk to my wife. There's all sorts of seats available in premium economy, which is an upgrade. Why didn't they move her up there? Why stick her in the back, trapped on a window seat where she has a need to get up and move around, you know? DVT is a concern for all of us this age. John, what do you think? We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think they should have moved him. He had a seat reserved as well, and he had reserved that seat knowing that there could be somebody next to him. So I think if he's the one that needs the exception made, he's the one that should be moving.
Yeah. Well, we invite Delta Airlines to contact us this week and come back on the show. We've got a lot more. You know, there is a real problem with some tour companies in the devil in the details. Read the terms and conditions. I've got a shocking one here for you when we come back on The Travel Show.
Can you count the number of diet programs or exercise programs that you've been on over the years? You've tried, may have been successful, but then eventually you put the weight back on. Well, that's not happening with the Soda Weight Loss Nutrition Program that I've enrolled in. I've lost now more than 30 pounds. I'm on my way to reaching my goal, and I'll do that in the next couple of weeks, of losing 35 pounds. And I feel and just feel fantastic. I look better. You know, it really is all about nutrition and having a plan that keeps your body from getting hungry and then preventing yourself from gorging on food that your body doesn't need. It may like junk food and sugary drinks, but guess what? That is not good for you. With soda, you don't have to count calories. There are no pills and no appetite suppressants. Soda makes slimming down easy, convenient, and highly effective. And what you end up doing is losing the fat and not the muscle. Now, are you interested? I invite you to join me. Go to soda.com.
MinnesotaWeightLoss.com.
We proudly display both diamonds, which speaks to you. Come to Morgan Jewelers and find out.
MorganJewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsors of the Travel Show. You know, we've been broadcasting now the Travel Show for 30 years, and it's been my privilege to be here all 30 years.
Minus three
when I was a member of the cloth.
Yes.
A clergyman for 3 years in California. Preaching the gospel.
Until you were defrocked.
Carlos.
That's a good way to put it.
There were no frogs there.
I'm sorry.
There were no frogs. Is that what you said? Defrogged?
No.
Defogged my glasses. That's what I have to do during the pandemic.
Defrogged.
Yes. I have to defog my glasses. Hey, listen. I want you to pay very close attention to this, to our listeners. Because I found a travel agency, a tour company here in Utah that has some very disturbing language in their terms and conditions. Now, you do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I will tell you where to go and how to get there, but that's another story. You make up your own mind, but I wouldn't touch this one with a 10-foot pole. Anytime you book a tour, be it with a tour company, with Morris Columbus Travel, with XYZ, read the terms and conditions. Usually people just skip over and sign it. Do you really know what you're signing? Now, this has to do, John, with non-refundable deposits, which we see all the time. Some deposits are refundable, some are not refundable. Do you have any issue with disclosing that a deposit is non-refundable?
No, not at all.
No, as long as it's fully disclosed.
It's told, yes.
So let me read from this company's, and they're right here in Utah, right from their terms and conditions under cancellation policy. If you cancel, deposit is non-refundable. I got no issue with that.
No, not at all.
It's fully disclosed. Although they'll let you transfer it to a new booking or something like that. But you can't get your money back.
Right.
All right. Now, the next paragraph, if we, meaning this travel agency, if we cancel the tour for any reason, deposit is non-refundable.
Ridiculous.
I think about that. They cancel the tour. They keep your money. Now, it does say it can be transferred to another tour or a future credit, something like that. They don't get, if they cancel the tour. Now, the reason they got a problem with this is, let's just hypothetically say I want to go to Spain and I buy one of their tours to Spain. They cancel the tour. They say, lo siento, amigo, no dinero, you know, no money back. But you can use it to go to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference.
I don't want to go to Saskatchewan. I want my money back. So you do whatever you want, folks, but just be aware. Read the terms and the condition. Know what you're signing. I would never, under any circumstances, buy a tour that if that company cancels it, they will not give me my money back.
Yes.
I don't care what the tour is.
At Morris Columbus Travel, Brian was talking and saying that they have canceled, I don't know how many tours during the pandemic, as well as Columbus Travel did. We was able to get everybody's money back because that tour was canceled by us.
Let me tell you how much. Morris Columbus Travel refunded over $4.5 million cash because we had to cancel the tour due to the pandemic.
Right.
Not because, these were sold out tours.
Right.
And rather than say, oh, you can just have a future travel credit, on our tours. Now, if, you know, you got to read the terms and conditions with a cruise or whatever, with an airline ticket that's out of sight of our control. But our tours, It's just shocking. Carlos.
Larry, I had quite a few people going to South America at the time of the pandemic. The money had been sent. And, you know, South America has serious problems with inflation. You know, they may say, well,
your home country of Argentina.
We cannot give you all the money back. We got over $30,000 for five clients.
Yeah.
Immediately. They were refunded. Well, we solved all the problems.
Yeah.
So that's the decent and honest thing to do business.
It is. Again, folks, you do whatever you want, but read the terms and the conditions. And again, I would not deal with any company that said, if we cancel the tour, you can't have your cash back. John, you and I were talking yesterday at our office at Morris Columbus Travel, and I was asking you, you're getting calls all day long.
Mm-hmm.
What are people requesting?
Alaska. I get more Alaska than anything right now.
You as the Disney dog, I know you get a lot of Disney, Hawaii, mm-hmm. Mexico, cruises.
I book it all.
But Alaska is number one of what you're getting right now. Why is Alaska and the glaciers the hottest destination?
I think pent-up demand. Last year it was just a very short season with just a few ships. The year before, there was nothing going on. And so, you know, it's really been 2 years since we've had a normal Alaska season, and the demand is there. It's always popular. And
the prices are crazy.
Yeah.
Now, there's basically two Alaska itineraries. One I call Round Trip Seattle, and you sail round trip from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And it'll do the Inside Passage. You'll have one glacier day.
Yep.
And usually some combination of Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Sitka, maybe Icy Straits. Not all of them.
Right.
Some combination of them.
Right.
The other itinerary is what I call the North-South. Vancouver to Anchorage, which is really Whittier or Seward,
mm-hmm.
or Anchorage back, the north or the south run. And they're different. They're really only different in a couple of respects. On the north-south, you'll get the Inside Passage. You'll get some combination of Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, Icy Straits, Sitka. But you have two glacier days, which I find very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people like the round trip Seattle because it's easy to get to. You can even drive there from some of the western states.
Yeah, and it's usually lower airfare as well.
Lower airfare.
And a passport is not required.
Yeah. If I only look at the itinerary with no consideration to flights or passports, I really like the north-south itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's gives me more of the glacier. One of the things that you can do on the north-south, Vancouver to Anchorage or vice versa, is pre- or post-tours in northern Alaska.
Yes. There are several different itineraries you can do. They're all the seven-day cruises. But then you can go early and do these or stay later and do what we call them a cruise tour. Anywhere with the cruise included, 10 to 14 days in length. And so you've got a combination. You can do Denali. You can do Mount McKinley. You can do Fairbanks. You can do Kenai, Copper River. Really get into the heart of it. The one that I really like the best is a 12-day tour. Again, the 7 days.
That includes the
7-day cruise. You get one night in Kenai, one night Mount McKinley, two nights Denali, and one night Fairbanks. So I really like this option. I'm not a big fan of Anchorage. I've been to Anchorage. It's a beautiful city.
It's a dump.
It's like Ogden. And I'm not saying Ogden is a dump, but it's a beautiful town in the mountains. It's a railroad town. There's nothing there I have to see that.
I will tell you, when Kathy and I have a long layover in, like we get off a cruise ship and sometimes we don't leave until later that evening.
Yeah.
Anchorage itself doesn't do a lot for me. Nice people doesn't do a lot.
Right.
We rent a car. And right outside of Anchorage are some of those beautiful national parks and waterfalls anywhere in the world. So we'll go to a grocery store, we'll make a picnic lunch, and hit the national parks. Princess Cruises and Morris Columbus Travel have teamed up for a super sale for Alaska on the north-south, Vancouver to Anchorage or vice versa. John, this is pure insanity.
It is.
As in good insanity. Now, typically, what do you pay for a balcony cabin on an Alaska cruise?
$2,000 a person.
Or more.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This is in July, August, and September with Princess Cruises, the Love Boat, for balcony and higher, balcony or mini suite.
Mm-hmm.
Rates start for the balcony $1,167 plus taxes.
That's a good deal.
$1,167. That happens to be Vancouver to Anchorage on the Royal Princess, August the 6th. Now, rates do vary by departure date. On that same one, I can get a mini suite for $1,367, a full suite for $2,500 mm-hmm. plus taxes. Now, in addition to that, what else do I get with Princess?
You get your gratuities included for free. You get your unlimited Wi-Fi and the beverage package.
Now, again, this is on balcony and higher and subject to availability. You want to give Morris Columbus a travel and take a look at the Love Boat. When we come back, the Gaucho himself is going to take us to South America here on the Travel Show.
Whether you're dealing with symptoms of low testosterone or ED, you need help from a real healthcare professional, not some internet pop-up that won't meet you face-to-face or diagnose your unique needs. So I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health, a group of health professionals who for the last 10 years have specialized in treating low T and ED. Revive will do a comprehensive health assessment that includes required blood tests, listen to you, and meet your needs with effective, safe treatments for low T and ED that go beyond what pills can do on their own. Revive Men's Health specializes in custom treatments for men. So what are you waiting for? It's time to rethink your approach to ED and low T. Backed by 10 years of experience, Revive Men's Health can help you. Call 844-4-REVIVE to schedule a personalized and confidential consultation today. Or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule an appointment.
You found the one? Now find the ring. Come to Shane Company. Our team of jewelry consultants will do whatever it takes to help you find the perfect engagement ring. Not only are we knowledgeable about diamonds and sapphires, ring settings, and financing options, but we're problem solvers, too. Just the other day, a guy came in who wanted to surprise his girlfriend with a spectacular engagement ring, but he wasn't certain what style she would like. So, we came up with a great solution. Get a classic solitaire diamond ring for the proposal. Then, set up an appointment to come back as a couple and create her dream ring. He did just that. He selected a 1¼-carat oval diamond and had it set in a solitaire ring setting. Then, after the proposal, he and his fiancée came back together and swapped it for a pave ring setting and added a halo decorative crown to give it even more sparkle. When she put it on, she was beaming. He pulled off an amazing proposal, and she...
Coupon required. One per customer. See store staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details. Staples, the working and learning store.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen, and you'll know.
There we have it. The music that Carlos's parents played when he was a young boy to put him to sleep. Isn't that an Argentinian folk song? Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by Carlos Fina and my good friend for, what, almost 40 years we've been with such close friends, and we've traveled the world together, Carlos Fina, who is the director of Latin American sales for Morris Columbus Travel. Carlos, we briefly mentioned in the first hour, just as an afterthought, because we talked about that Norwegian Cruise Line super sale, free airfare for the second person,
yeah,
free drinks, free open bar, free Wi-Fi, free shore excursion credits, and on select cruises, third and fourth, fifth passenger sharing your cabin, sales absolutely free. You just pay the taxes. But I'd like you to give us a little bit more detail, because this is one of the greatest itineraries to see South America, which I believe is the undiscovered continent. You know, it is exciting. It's different. It's so many different cultures and cuisines. So you have a spectacular South America in December that you and Juan are going to be hosting.
Yes,
that's
Juan,
your new name.
Yes. Juan is coming
and properly
with me on
pronounced,
this one.
It's Juan.
Yes, Juan is coming with me on this. We start our tour, our trip, because we have to spend 2 days in Rio de Janeiro. We cannot overlook Rio de Janeiro. We cannot look either Buenos Aires.
Okay, Carlos, I really love Rio. What do
me
you,
too.
For someone who's never been there, what can they expect in visiting one of the most exciting cities in the world, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil? What is the fascination?
Well,
with it?
Some of the highlights of the city are amazing. That includes the food, by the way, Larry. We have tasted, when we were there, quite a few different dishes, and they were all spectacular, you know, and we have incorporated this in the tour. Also, we go to the Corcovado and the Sugarloaf.
That's,
you know,
the Christ statue.
Christ statue,
by the
is
way,
at the Corcovado.
When
yes.
Alcatraz in my hometown, San Francisco, was closed down in the early 1960s, one of the proposals was to have a replica of the Christ statue, from Corcovado in the San Francisco Bay. Wouldn't mm-hmm. that have been something, welcoming people into California?
Well, we have this wonderful statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro with open arms, you know, welcoming everybody. I love the city because it's vibrant. The music is amazing. The costumes, you know, that the people wear when they dance. What about the girl from Ipanema?
What about them?
What about it?
They're beautiful.
You remember, we saw a lot of them, just one.
That's yeah. So, I created quite a stir as I strutted on Ipanema Beach and Copacabana.
That's why we're not inviting you on this.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he rubs the soap.
Would you put a shirt back on that man?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so you'll spend some time in Rio. Mm-hmm. You have an option to go up to Iguazu Falls.
Yes, we do.
At the end.
225 waterfalls at Iguazu.
What about that?
Yeah, now, you can see it from both the Argentinian and the Brazilian side. A visa is no longer required to get into Brazil, which makes it very easy. Don't you have a little jungle ride and then up the river with a paddle?
Yes, we do. Not paddling, of course.
No.
That's one of the most wonderful adventures because we have a different view from the falls. You know, we are always looking from above. Now we are down below and seeing this tremendous cataract, you know,
and
coming
down. Yeah, they give you a poncho.
For what? I mean,
for the spray.
We don't even care about
all that. So we've got that. Now, the cruise itself will take us from Rio to Buenos Aires. That's down in your home country.
Yes, and several stops. John, how much is that tour?
Now, this cruise, how much is the tour or the cruise?
The cruise starts at $821 per person, and your taxes and airfare is different. But as we'd mentioned, the airfare, we can get the 2-for-1 with Norwegian Cruise Lines. And then for the land tour, the Brazil tour starts at $607 per person. And then the Buenos Aires and Iguazu, $745 per person. And I love the stops with the cruise as well. We're going to visit
Búzios,
Ilha Grande. And Ilha Grande I am looking forward to because they have a lot of monkeys there. And I love monkeys almost as much as penguins. And
we're gonna leave you there because
yes.
You will just fit in perfectly fine,
so,
John.
Yep, with the monkeys. that's Ilha Grande. And then Santos.
Which is the port city of Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
Then Punta del Este, which is Uruguay. So we're going to visit that country as well. And then, of course, ending in Buenos Aires.
But what is it that you like best after Buenos Aires?
The Iguazu. I told Carlos if I'm going, Iguazu is a must. And so I'm so excited for that.
I remember, Carlos, you and I going to a steakhouse in Buenos Aires. And it's basically, would you like a quarter of the beef of the cow or half?
Yes, you're right.
The portions are overwhelming. Well, I think it's the best steak in the world is there in Argentina.
It is. We went to La Estancia. I remember that very well. What a wonderful lunch we had. It takes about 5 hours to digest the whole beef that we ate. So, but we have another tour. We have another cruise.
Donde?
The cruise to Antarctica. Yes. Antarctica. We are leaving next year, February 9 through the 26th. We go to Buenos Aires, spend a couple of days, 3 days in Buenos Aires, and then on to Antarctica, the islands of the South Atlantic Sea. Larry, any comment about that?
Well, Antarctica holds a fascination. Now, are you sailing from where?
From Buenos Aires.
From Buenos Aires. And you come back to Buenos Aires.
Yes.
How long is the cruise?
14 days.
14 days.
And the price is?
$21.59 per person.
You can hardly pay food for that money.
Well, where can I find the details?
The Antarctica cruise is at mmetours.com.
mmetours.com.
The Spectacular South America is at columbusvacations.com.
We got to get a single website.
I agree.
Hey, by the way, does your Antarctica cruise go out to the Falkland Islands that you and your people tried to steal from England?
Yes, we do. I have to plant the flag, the Argentine flag, when I go there.
I'll tackle you and take you down. Hey, we are leaving South America and headed to Tonga in the South Pacific.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Oh, no.
He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Even after just the first focused wave treatment, my ED subsided. Everything was good again.
James talks about Men's ED and HappyValleyClinic.com.
Hey, I'm a clinician, and I'm even amazed with their service and professionalism. I happily recommend Happy Valley Clinic.
Our clinically proven ED therapy is safe, pain-free, and you can ditch the pills.
Brock Roberts of Happy Valley Clinic.
Call us at 833-ED-NO-FUN.
144,000 acres are available to be leased for oil and gas drilling. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. Now, earlier in the show, we opened with Salam Ulikam, and as a greeting, Shalom, Buenos Dias. I'm going to open this segment with a new greeting.
Multilingual.
Of course, the getaway guru, fluent in all languages. Malo lele. Now, where does that take us?
Tonga.
To Tonga. I want to welcome one of my dearest friends back to the travel show. He's with us a couple of years ago, Haloti Liavala. Haloti, malo lele.
Malo lele, Larry. Good to be on.
Fefe hake.
Saipe.
Alu kife ahoni.
Kai lahi.
And inu lahi. I said greetings to Halote and Fefe. Fefe Hake or Fefe Short is, you know, what's up? How are you doing? And he said he's doing fine. Then I asked him, what are you doing today? And he said, Kailahi says, I'm going to eat a lot. only in the Tongan way. You know, Halote was coached with me at the Highland Rugby team. We've been the closest and best of friends for, I don't know, 30 years now. And I love traveling with the Polynesians on the rugby team. And all of the boys asked to room with the Polynesians, Halote. Why? Because there was always this food in the rooms. They never went hungry when they were rooming with one of our Polynesian players. Well, Halote, you were born in Tonga. Io?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Io is yes. He was born in Tonga. How old were you when you came to the United States?
I was 5 years old when we came to America.
Could we call you a fob?
What is that?
A fob is fresh off the boat. And that's an okay term. That's not an insulting term between friends. And now you grew up in California. You played football at the University of Utah. In fact, our engineer, Patrick, this is a funny one, hello, T. I went in and, when you were on the line, I talked to you in between. And in the radio, when you bring someone on, you punch them up, meaning you punch the button up to bring them on. He says, I'll punch up hello to you. And I said, no. You don't want to do that. Okay, your home country of Tonga, you're heavily involved in the Tongan community. Why is Tonga known as the Friendly Islands?
You know, Tongans have got to be some of the friendliest people. You know, it started back when James Cook got there in the 1700s, and when he first saw the Polynesians of Tonga, he said, these have got to be the ones he's ever met. I mean, everyone is welcome. I mean, one of the things that I love about our culture is that I can't eat and see somebody else not eating and not offer it to them. It would be one of the most disrespectful things to do. If I have something, I have to offer it. It's just our culture and our custom and tradition.
Yeah, there's a phrase that Tongans use when they see people. Have you eaten? And have you ever noticed why I come over to your house so often?
To eat.
Oh, I'm so hungry, Haloti. And that's why the rugby boys wanted to room with the Polynesians. They never went hungry. Well, you know, Tonga is about two-thirds of the way between, say, Hawaii and New Zealand, deep in the heart of Polynesia. You've got four main island groups. There's many other smaller, but you've got Tongatapu, where the capital city of Nuku'alofa is located. You have Eawa, Ha'apai, and up north, Vava'u. And so if people go to Tonga, what is there to do? What is there to see? What is the typical visitor experience in the kingdom of Tonga? And yes, they have a king.
Yes, we do have a king. Tonga, you can be as laid back as you like, or you can be as active as you want. Meeting and greeting the people. Once you meet a Polynesian, you will be invited to their home. We will take you around. I mean, you'll be able to see Polynesia unspoiled. I mean, some of the activities that you can do, you can go to golden sandy beaches, swimming, diving, snorkeling, hiking, sailing, and a bunch of cultural activities with the locals. I mean, you will literally be one of the locals once you meet a Polynesian in Tonga.
Kaukau itahi.
Yes.
That is swimming in the ocean. I mean, and you know what's so, the water is so clear. There's no pollution down there. And you could, to me, it's the people of Polynesia. I think Tonga is still holds on to the traditional way of life, the traditional values. It's the whole kingdom is a community, and where people look after one another and share whatever they have. Now, the question that we're getting now, Haloti, is what destinations are safe? You can imagine our tours to Russia are not selling well. But is Tonga safe?
Tonga is absolutely safe. I mean, I know that the State Department rates Tonga as one of the safest places on the earth to travel to. Yes, absolutely.
You know, in my travels to Tonga, and I've been there a number of times, I never have any concern about my personal safety. I never have any concerns about going hungry either, or just people share everything. Now, food is an integral part of Polynesian family life, community life. What are some of the favorite native foods? Itonga, that means in Tonga.
You know, in Tonga, seafood is probably the freshest you'll ever eat because they literally take it from the ocean, cook it right then in front of you. I mean, we've got seafood, there's chicken, fresh vegetables such as taro and yams, sweet potatoes. I mean, just and then there's fresh fruit. I mean, you've got papaya, you've got mangoes, and all these things are just so organic and fresh. I mean, you can't help but to have such a different taste that you will fall in love with the food from Tonga. It is just wonderful.
And you know, the fruit is vine ripened. It's not like, you know, the peaches that we, I love peaches. And Kathy's cousin has a peach farm in Payson, so we get really fresh peaches. But most peaches at the supermarket are like baseballs, you know, or they're hard. Mangoes the same way. I don't know that. By the way, for our listeners, Tongans have a, and your wife, Noah, really showed me this decades ago. Tongans have a unique way to eat mango because it is so ripe, and they'll just kind of squeeze it, cut one end of it, and suck it out like you're drinking out of a bottle. Correct, Eo?
That is correct, and that's your favorite way to eat a very a ripe mango, because you can just later just suck the juice out of it. And
I know.
It's so tasty.
I remember the first time I saw your wife, Noah, do that, and she's sucking on this mango. I think, is she going to swallow the whole thing going down? And so then she cut one end off of me, handed it to me, and I squeeze it. Oh, my gosh. It is like the best thing. You know, you talked about the seafood. I remember many years ago, you know my son, Larry, who lives in Chicago now, and you were one of his rugby coaches. And I remember he was about 9 or 10 years old, and I took him to Tonga. We stayed with Unga Suliafu. I think you know the Suliafu family. They're in Nuku'alofa. And then I took him up. We went to Ha'apai, which is flat as a pancake, and then up to Vava'u. And what they say, and I'm not swearing here, Faka'ofa'ofa Vava'u. And that means that means beautiful Vava'u. No, to the FCC, I am not swearing. And we went up there and we stayed there at the it's a little family-run place, and we ordered lobster one night. Now, this lobster was hours out of the water, $3. $3. And it's up there in Suniatu, you know? And then, do you know, have you been up to, well, I'm sure you have.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, just off Suniatu, there's that little island, Nuku Island. So we're in a boat, and we go out to Nuku Island, and there's this boy who's about Larry's same age, eight, 9, 10 years old, invites him. He doesn't speak any English, and Larry, I kind of roughly translated between the boys, and he invites my son to get in his canoe, and it's a two-person canoe. And they start paddling. Isn't this cute? And they go further and further out into the ocean. And I could hardly see the canoe. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'll never see my son again. But then they came back. One of the great experiences. The other great experience we had is flying from Vava'u back to Nuku'alofa. And it's these propeller planes. And we're on the plane. And there's no security. There's no TSA. We get on the plane, and the pilot invites Larry, who's about 8 years old, to sit on his lap for flying the plane, and actually lets him. Now this is a commercial air flight. Do it. Oh, let's go a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. You wouldn't see that with Delta Airlines. A lot of favorite memories. Hey, quickly, do you have some favorite? We got about 2 minutes left, Toloti. Do you got some favorite dishes, foods from Tonga that you just love?
Of course, it's the seafood. And there's this thing called a taro leaf, or what they call lupulu.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside a taro leaves. That has got to be my favorite Tongan dish ever.
Lupulu, what they do is they take these taro leaves and corned beef and maybe some coconut cream, sometimes some onions, and then it just bakes. Oh my gosh, it's delicious. Hey, one last question a lot of people ask about Tonga and Tongans. We have a large population of Tongans in Utah. Why?
You know, Tongans and Polynesians love to congregate and be with other Tongans. Utah has probably one of the largest Tongan populations. In fact, one of every four that live in America live in the state of Utah. And it's because of, one, the church, better employment, and education opportunities. And so I think those are the top three, church, employment, and education.
Well, I know that you are a school principal, but I want you to play hooky for a couple of weeks in January of next year. I'll be personally hosting a cruise and tour, Journey to the Heart of Polynesia. Haloti, we sail round trip from Auckland, New Zealand, and we visit New Zealand, Samoa, Fiji, and Tonga. I have never seen an itinerary like that. Haloti, malo au pito, and thanks so much for joining us on the Travel Show. All of that and more. When we come back, we're going to be talking our Disney update here on the Travel Show.
Let's face it, it's been tough trying to bounce back from a couple of difficult years. I've got a way to help you get back into your groove. Join me in looking better, feeling better, and losing weight with a Soto Weight Loss Nutrition Program. I've lost 30 pounds and am counting down the days and pounds when I reach my goal of losing 35 pounds. Soto uses a scientifically proven program that helps you lose fat and not muscle. I just spoke with my nutrition coach, Colton, today about the final steps I need to take to reach my goal. When you sign up, you'll get your own nutritionist who will be there every week answering your questions, encouraging you to reach your goal, and offering great recipes to keep you on the plan. Go online and read the more than 5,500 reviews from people who've been successful because of the Soto program. Join me in getting out of the COVID funk by enrolling in the Soto Weight Loss Nutrition Program. Soto is spelled S-O-T-A. For details, go to SotoWeightLoss.com. That's SotoWeightLoss.com. Say it with me, Soto means state of the art.
Online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to the final segment of The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. Sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Lines and Morris Columbus Travel. There are two websites for Morris Columbus Travel. Two websites. There is ColumbusVacations.com, ColumbusVacations.com, and MME Tours. It's short for Morris Murdoch Escorted Tours, MMETours.com. We're all hoping and praying that we can get a single website together. It was the merger of Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel, a great travel agency which was awarded the Best of State designation for 2022 in the great state of Utah. Now, that was a fascinating interview with Haloti, my Tongan friend, wasn't it? We have a tour, Journey to the Heart of Polynesia. John, I do not remember ever seeing an itinerary that included New Zealand, Samoa, Fiji, and Tonga.
No, this one is very unique, and it's with Celebrity Cruises, which is one of the top cruise lines out there.
It's a premier cruise. We board the ship in Auckland, New Zealand, January 14th next year. Now, remember, below the equator, seasons are reversed. So that's summertime. We can escape the snow and cold and head down to the warm, balmy days of palm trees, white sand beaches, blue ocean waters.
Good food.
Good food. And we'll be making two stops in Fiji, two stops in Samoa, and then head over to Tonga. It's round trip. We board the ship January 14th, disembark January 26th. I will be your personal host and tour guide. I'm anxious to introduce you to friends I have in all of these islands. I've spent so much of my life in Polynesia. Journey to the heart of Polynesia. You may, and this, by the way, this is a one time and one time only sailing. Yeah. They have no more plans to do this one time. Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, and New Zealand. You can get all the details at mmetours.com, mmetours.com, or call your favorite Morris Columbus travel advisor. Now, John, Juan, on your tour, no show would be complete without a Disney update.
Yes. I'm happy to announce my most favorite ride in all of the Disney parks, Expedition Everest, which is in Florida in the Animal Kingdom, opened today. It's been closed since January for a major refurbishment. It opened today, and I can hardly wait to get down there to ride it again. Disney Cruise Lines has a sale. It's very rare that they have a sale, but they've got a sale. You can save up to 35% on select cruises from Miami. They're all on the Disney Dream that will be sailing out of Miami later this year. It's moving to Miami, making room for the brand new Disney Wish that comes out in July. We have 35% off balcony cabins, so that is a great option for a Disney cruise later this year. And then I mentioned this last week, but again, it's very rare for Disney's Aulani Resort on the island of Oahu in Hawaii to have a sale. But for bookings August 23rd through November 18th and November 26th through the 22nd, you can save up to 25% off the regular room rates. And I've been to Aulani, and it is a great location.
Is that on the west shore of Oahu?
Yeah, over in Koholina. And so great, great property there. So great time to visit Disney.
Now, some sad Disney news I read this week. We can say aloha to Disney Florida's Spirit of Aloha dinner show.
Yes, at the Polynesian Resort.
Yeah, now that at the Polynesian-themed restaurant with a dinner show, dancing, the fire dancers, everything. It's been temporarily closed since March of 2020 due to the pandemic.
Yes.
And Disney just announced that it will, the much-loved luau, not the hotel.
Right.
The luau will not be returning.
That's
Do you have any background on that?
I think it's just to have other opportunities for things to do. The hotel, the resort's still themed after Hawaii. The restaurant's still there. It's just the luau that is going away. They had one other night show over at the Fort Wilderness, the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. That one is opening up later this year.
Review?
Review. It's a Western show. It's coming back.
Hoop-Dee-Doo?
I would rather have the luau at the Polynesian, but the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review will be back. I think it starts in June.
Will the cowgirls wear grass skirts at Hoop-Dee-Doo?
I think they do. No, they won't. No.
Very, very good. Well, listen, want to remind you that you can get a 20% parking discount for those that fly in and out of the Salt Lake International Airport at Park and Jet. There's three major off-airport parking lots. We only recommend Park and Jet. You get a 20% discount. First of all, they're locally owned. The others are nationally owned. Nothing wrong with them, but let's keep the money local. And they do such a good job. Free car wash. You do have to ask for the free car wash coupon from your driver when you check in. But if you go to columbusvacations.com, scroll to the bottom, there's a parking discount there, 20%, and that can save you a lot of money. And if you forget it, just tell them on the way out, I want the Columbus travel discount. And one last invitation. Please join me on my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. We've posted over 50 travel videos. And do send me a note in the comment section of each video, youtube.com/getawayguru. Well, travel safe, be safe, have a wonderful weekend. We celebrate this weekend Easter, Passover, and Ramadan. That should cover all the bases. See you next week here on The Travel Show.
I'm I'm Larry Gelwig, the getaway guru, with Morris Columbus Travel and Celebrity Cruises. It's our spring cruise sale with 25% off cruises and airfare, plus free drinks, free Wi-Fi, and free prepaid gratuities on most celebrity cruises through March 2023. And for the best travel deals on the planet, give us a call at Morris Columbus Travel.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
We all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even with no prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home, and My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to MyComputerCareer.com